This audio presentation is the teaching of Pastor Scott Chiroma of New Hope East Hawaii. In his message titled Forgiveness and Unforgiveness, Pastor Scott reminds us that obedience to God demands that we forgive others. This message was recorded on Sunday, April 19, 2015. Here now is Pastor Scott.
Good morning, New Hope. Are you guys awake? Yeah, sure. You got your coffee? Yeah, thank Uncle Yuki because he comes here at 5 o'clock on Sunday morning, or even early. He opens up the gate and he brews the coffee just to your liking. He doesn't fill the filter up all the way to the top like some guys do, but he makes it just right. So, and you know, when he came here, it was such a blessing that he, you know, he got the keys of the place, so he trims the bushes out there, he makes the coffee, and it's like, and after you guys leave, he bags the rubbish for me. It's like, man, what a faithful servant, and I'm so grateful. Hey, you know, last month was we had five Sundays there, we took a missions offering, because we do that on the fifth Sunday. Next month, in May, it's another month that we have five Sundays, and we plan to take a missions offering. But I was thinking that I wanted to do it like on the second Sunday instead of the fifth because of this reason. Yeah, I just got an email from Jim Scott. He's our missions director. And we're going to go over to see him in the ending part of May. And he just sent me an email that there is a really tremendous opportunity right now to plant a Foursquare church in a Mideast nation where there is no Foursquare church right now. I think you're like, wow, man, who in their mind would want to go plant a church in the Mideast now? But apparently somebody is called to do that, and we have an opportunity to invest. So he told me on this email to go and announce it to you guys because he wants me to go up there with an offering to help build this Foursquare church. And, man, I think not only should we give something, but, man, I think more so than ever, they would need our prayers, man. Because that is spooky, yeah, with the ISIS and everything, to go plant a church in a Mideast nation. And of course, they cannot give us the name of that nation because of what's going on. Yeah, so just consider that and pray that. We'll probably do it like the second week of May, just for your information. All right? Whew, it's so nice to have all of you here this morning. The nice cool breeze. Oh, we had some pretty serious rain the other day. And made everything green. All of our water tanks are full. The dust is down because of the rain. And we have so much friends, a wonderful fellowship. And it's like, man, I just look at all the blessings from God. And I'm just like, wow. God is just so amazingly faithful and good. Beyond what I could have ever imagined. Amen. Well, this week, next week, we're going to talk about forgiveness and unforgiveness and the power of both of them, forgiveness and unforgiveness. There is power in both of them. And I'm going to open with this quote from Joyce Meyer because she said this, and I found this to be so true. Many people ruin their health and their lives by taking the poison of bitterness, resentment, and unforgiveness. Matthew 18 23 to 25, which we'll be reading later on, tells us that if we do not forgive people, we get turned over to the torturers. If you have a problem in this area or ever had one, I'm sure you bear witness with what I'm saying. It's torture to have hateful thoughts toward another person rolling around inside your head. Oh boy, so true. See, unforgiveness is probably one of the most single popular poisons that the enemy can use against us. Against God's people. It's been said that it is one of the most deadly poisons a person can take spiritually. It may cause everything from mental depression to health problems such as cancer, arthritis, but I'm not saying that all cancer is due to unforgiveness. You know, God allowed the Israelites to face disease and sickness when they disobeyed him. And when they would turn back to him, he would heal their land and take the sickness from their midst. In the New Testament, Jesus gave us two commandments. And if we break those, we can open ourselves up to curses, just as the people in the Old Testament. So number one, the two commandments given to us by God. How many of you know what those commandments are? What was that? Okay. Matthew 23:22-37. And he said, you shall love the Lord your God with all, not half now, all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. And this is the greatest and foremost commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depends the whole law of the prophets. So you got to love God and you got to love people. Amen? I mean, it's easy to love God, but sometimes we have issues with loving people. Especially the unlovely ones, yeah? Yeah. Jesus gave us very important commandments to follow. One of them was to love one another. Yeah, not just love one another, but love one another as he loved us. Man, that's the hard word right there, as he loved us. It's easy to love one another like how we love one another. But to love one another as he loved us, oh, that's the hard part. And, you know, if you think about love, love is just the opposite of unforgiveness, of envy, of jealousy, of hate, pride, and bitterness. It's hard, or I should say, you cannot truly love somebody and hold bitterness and unforgiveness against them at the same time. It's, you know, you just cannot do it. I cannot love my wife so dearly as God loves me and yet have bitterness and unforgiveness at the same time. It's either I'm going to be mad and unforgiving, or I cannot do both. You know, it's like no way. And so our responsibility is to forgive others. You know, God sent Jesus to die for our sins so that we would be reconciled to him. You know, that we would be without spot, without blemish. And he asked that because we were forgiven, that same forgiveness that's paid for us would be passed on to others. And in that parable in Matthew 18, he talks about this. And every time I read this parable, I get so mad at that one guy. But sometimes when I get so mad and I look in the mirror, like, wow, but that's you. When you not like forgive your wife, you know, because she came home early and she never cooked you dinner and you work hard all day. But, you know, you got to forgive. And in Matthew 18, it says, for this reason, the kingdom of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he had begun to settle them, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him. But since he did not have the means to repay his lord, his lord commanded him to be sold, along with his wife and children and all that he had, and repayment made. See, back then, they never had such thing as, hey, I'm going to foreclose on your house, get out. No, you cannot pay. We'll throw you in jail until you... I don't know how you're going to pay back in jail because you cannot make any money in jail. Okay, so this is the thinking. The denarii and the talent, what were they? They were units of currency in the New Testament. So the denarii was a Roman silver coin weighing about 4 grams, a day's wage for a commoner or a soldier. Now a talent, which this guy owed, was a unit of weight for gold or silver, typically like maybe about 75 pounds. Yeah, so you can figure, okay, 10,000 talents, which this scripture is saying, yeah, it's like when you, and then now if we continue, yeah, in 26, so the slave fell to the ground. This is the guy who owed your 10,000 talent. He prostrated himself before him, saying, have patience with me, and I will repay everything. And the Lord of that slave felt compassion and released him and forgave him that death. But that slave went out and found his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii, 100 pieces of silver weighing 4 grams. And he seized him and began to choke him, saying, pay back what you owe. So his fellow slave fell to the ground and began to plead with him, have patience with me and I will repay you. But he was unwilling and went and threw him in prison until he should repay back all what was owed. So when his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were deeply grieved and came and reported to their lord all that had happened. Okay, so now, then summoning him, his lord said to him, "You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt," you know, that 10,000 talent, "because you pleaded with me. Should you not also have had mercy on your fellow slave in the same way I had mercy on you?" And his lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed. "My heavenly Father will also do to the same to you if each of you does not forgive his brother from your heart." You know, because we can go up to somebody who wronged us and we can say, "I forgive you." And it can only be lip service. You know what I mean? But it says from your heart. So when we compare the value of 100 denarii with that of 10,000 talents. 10,000 talents. Remember, the talent was like 75 pounds. One talent was 75 pounds of gold to 100 denarii. When you make that comparison, you can realize how tremendous the grace of God given to us and how small the faults of our brothers and sisters are. Amen? You know, we might be like that guy who was forgiven the 10,000 talents, and when it comes time to forgive somebody who never pay you back, or who talked behind your back, or who said something hurtful to you, how big a difference is that? And that's why I think that's what the parable is trying to get. God forgave us so much compared to what our brother and sister might have done to us. It's just minute. Okay, so number two, unforgiveness shows us that we really don't love Jesus. If you're going to hang on to it, in John 15:12, Jesus said this: "This is my commandment, that you love one another just as I have loved you." Would you underline that? Just as I have loved you. Remember that. Because we can love each other how they love us. But Jesus commands us to love each other how he loved us. And I think on our own flesh, no way. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, can I hear an amen to that? Amen. True love doesn't hold bitterness or unforgiveness against a person. If we are bitter or hold unforgiveness against people, then man, how can we say we love Jesus Christ? How can we say we love them as Christ loved us? If we don't keep that command, then, you know, how do we say, how can you say that and look in the mirror like, "Man, I forgive you," or "I don't forgive you"? How can you say that you love them as Christ loved you? Unforgiveness prevents God from forgiving our sins. In Matthew 6:15, "But if ye forgive not men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses." Unforgiveness opens us up to the tormentors, the devil. In Matthew 18:34, I read this: "And the Lord, moved with anger, handed him over to the torturers until he should repay all that was owed. My heavenly Father will also do the same to you if each of you does not forgive your brother from your heart." From your heart. It's so powerful. And some, you know, I counsel people who have anger, who have unforgiveness. And but I told them, you gotta let it go. Because the person that you're holding it against, they probably forgot it and moved on. And that unforgiveness is just torturing you. It's punishing. It's like the Bible says, it's you being turned over to the torturers. For it's for your benefit that you forgive, not for the other person. Amen? Unforgiveness can block God from answering our prayers. "Therefore, I say for you, all things for which you pray and ask, believe that you have received them, and they will be granted. Whenever you stand praying, forgive. if you have anything against someone, so that your Father who is in heaven will also forgive you your transgressions. Unforgiveness can give Satan an advantage. How many of you would want to give Satan an advantage? I better not see any hands go up. Good. 2 Corinthians 2. But one whom you forgive anything, I forgive also. For indeed what I have forgiven, if I have forgiven anything, I did for your sakes in the presence of Christ, so that no advantage be taken of by Satan. For we are not ignorant of his schemes. I tell you, man, if you lived with unforgiveness, and you're probably being tormented and tortured, and you're just giving Satan like permission to ruin your life. How many of you would want to give Satan permission to ruin your life? Nobody. Yeah. So we gotta let go of it quickly. Unforgiveness can prevent us from being fruitful spiritually. John 15:5. You know, John 15, if you ever get a chance, read that. It's such a powerful chapter about being connected. I am the vine, you are the branches. If a man remains in me and I in him, he'll bear much fruit. Apart from me, you can do nothing. Nothing. Man, it tells us, well, if we abide in Christ, if we stay connected in him, connected to him, we will produce much spiritual fruit. And the way that we abide is keeping his commandments. Yeah? And the way we do that is we love one another as he loves us. So if we do not love one another, what does it say? You know, we're not abiding in Christ, because what does the Bible say? If you do not bear fruit, if you're apart from me, then those branches are going to be thrown in the fire. Yeah, we're going to make smoked meat with you. Yeah. Just kidding. I would not do that. I would help you repent first before we throw you to the fire. I'm not that mean of a guy. Okay, unforgiveness can open us up to curses. Right? When the people in the Old Testament disobeyed God's commands, it's opening up to curses. It says, "Cursed is the man who does not uphold the words of this law by carrying them out." Then all the people shall say amen. When the people, now they disobey God, I mean, you know, when you disobey God, you know, you can open yourself up to so many things that can hurt you. Physical problems, financial problems. You know, when you're unfaithful, when you disobey God's commands, man, divorce, unfaithfulness, emotional. The best thing to do is just read your word and just say yes, Lord, because it's going to be hard, but it's going to be better. Amen? You know, one of the things I really wanted you to do this morning is, you know, somebody here, maybe a lot of us, maybe just one or two of us, you know, you have an issue with unforgiveness, and I want to help us get on the right path. So maybe in the corner of your bulletin, if you can rip a little piece off, and you, being that I was talking about this, somebody must have come to your mind that you like, every time they hear their name, or when you see them in the supermarket, you quickly switch aisles, yeah? Or if you see them driving, you drive in front of them and you go slow. Aha, the laughing ones. You see me coming down the lane and you slow down, eh? I'm gonna test Pastor Scott now. Yeah, driving the lane, turn right with your signal going left on. But you know, if you have an issue, just tear a piece of paper. I don't have nobody tearing, that's why. Write that name on top. Don't show nobody, between you and God. And just write that name on. This is no biblical thing, but I just want you to write a name, just as a sign, and just say in your heart that I'm going to forgive this person. And on the way out, somebody, can you put a rubbish can out there with an empty rubbish bag, because I expect it might be full. And throw it away, just as a sign of faith, saying, you know, I'm going to make an effort to forgive this donkey. Oh, you guys caught on, huh? I cannot say that. I can say, you know, pissed off, but I will not say the other one. But just as a sign that you're willing to forgive this person, and I want you to do that on the way out, or even before you get out, just say as a sign of you're going to make that effort to forgive that person. And I got to say this, don't, you know, ask the Holy Spirit to help you forgive. Because in your own flesh and your weakness, no way. But with the power of the Holy Spirit, with God's help, you can forgive. And if you're sitting next to that person you got to forgive, then go someplace else and write them. Okay? Because we don't want to cause fights in here. Okay? And, you know, when you can forgive, man, I think there's a whole weight going to be lifted off of your shoulders. You know, years ago, I had this nice full-size Chevy Blazer, and that bugger could go anywhere off-road. And somebody wanted it. So I sold it to this guy for $2,000. And he said, oh, I'll pay you monthly. Shoot. So he paid me $100. Then he paid me another $100. I think it went up to like $700. And after that, the payment stopped coming. And I was like, oh, man. And then I was good. I knew his mom. So I was like, man, you know, I was kind of upset. And after years went by, I kind of like, you know, well, I kiss it goodbye because I ain't never seen that money. And then years went by, and then I seen him. We started working for the same company. And he looked at me, and he's like, oh. And he didn't want to look me in the eye because he knew he owed me money. But then thank God for him that I found the Lord, because I told him, you know what? Don't worry about it. It's all good. It's forgiven. The debt is no more. Then you seen him, it's like, wow. And for me, I could look at him, and I would have no more bitter feelings and no more anger, because it was probably, would have, if I didn't forgive him, he would probably eat me up. But, you know, to forgive is just so much better. When we forgive, it opens us up to receive God's forgiveness. It puts us in a receiving position when we pray. It helps us to become spiritually fruitful. And we will know that we have passed from the spiritual death into reconciliation with our Heavenly Father. When we can love each other just as Christ loved us, when we keep His commandments, we prove that we love Jesus and we abide in Christ's love. And that right there is just a magnificent blessing from the Lord. See, the thing is, here it is. Forgiveness is a decision, is a choice. Yeah? And like the Bible says, not just with your mouth, but with your heart. It's a heart issue. Yeah, it's a hard thing. And from the inside, you gotta be willing. You gotta say, Lord, I need your help. This morning we was rehearsing, you say, wow, Pastor, you can come walk all the way out here and you can look at the people. Wow. But from the heart, can I hear an amen to that? Amen. That you would forgive people. One, because God commands us to. Number two, from your heart. Because you love God and you're going to love people just as He loves you. Amen? You can put away your notes. Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? We're going to close up in prayer. I want to invite the worship team to come on. We're going to continue next week on forgiveness. And we're going to talk about receiving forgiveness next week. But with your heads bowed and your eyes closed, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much that you have forgiven us because you love us. Now I pray for each one here that we would love our brother and sister just as you love us. Man, that's powerful. And I pray, Lord, that by the power of the Holy Spirit who lives in us, that we would be able to forgive others, no matter how serious the offense may have been, is nothing compared to how much you forgave us. So, Lord, I pray that we would do this, not just with our mouth, but with our hearts. And that when we do this, we would be set up to receive your blessing. That we would receive our health. We would receive the freedom. We would receive the peace. And Lord, that the enemy would no longer have control over us. And that we would no longer be turned over to the torturers, but we'd be loved by you. So Lord, I pray for each one and for the names that we may have written down. Lord, as we throw them away, let that be a sign of our part that we would begin to choose to forgive those who have wronged us. We thank you so much. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people say, amen.
You've been listening to Pastor Scott Sharoma of New Hope Christian Fellowship East Hawaii. New Hope East Hawaii meets each Sunday at 9 a.m. at Christian Liberty Academy, 16675 Milo Street, Keaau, Hawaii. For more information, call us at 808-936-6651 or visit www.newhopeeasthawaii.com.